John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them life eternal, and they shall never perish, and no one shall seize them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can seize out of the hand of my Father. I and the Father are one. I just felt for myself, and perhaps we all share the feeling, that this is a time when we as a company have to face up to a lot of sickness of a serious character. And in circumstances like that, I believe Satan can come in and depress, lead us to be depressed about it. But these verses have come to me as the assurance from Scripture that everything is under control. We are a few of the Lord's sheep. We know how much each one of us has cost our blessed Lord Jesus in dying for us, and he is going to see us through. It says here, they hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. What a wonderful thing it is to be following our blessed Lord as the shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, the one who looks after us all the way through. And it says and they shall never perish, and no one can seize them out of my hand. I love to think of that we're in the Lord's hand. And not only that, we're in the Father's hand. The Lord says, no one can seize out of my Father's hand either. What assurance we have. Can we say what good hands we're in? I think the Lord would just reassure us at a time like this that he has everything under control. He knows what he's doing, and he's doing it for our best. He wants to use the exercises to bind us together more as a company, to set us closer together, that we might produce more fruit for his glory, that there might be something enriched as a result of the exercises that I think each one of us is going through. We do feel we are being passed through as individuals, as households, and too as a company. And may all those exercises lead us to our knees and to develop a greater sense of reliance on those whose hands we're in, for his name's sake. Amen.